We're going to read this morning the bit that happens next on Palm Sunday from Luke 19. Boys and girls, I hope an adult will help you to read along. It's on page 1054. And I'm going to read from verse 41. Luke 19, verse 41. As Jesus approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, "If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side. They will dash you to the ground, you and the children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you." When Jesus entered the temple courts, he began to drive out those who were selling. "It is written," he said to them, "My house will be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers." Every day he was teaching at the temple. But the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the leaders among the people were trying to kill him. Yet they could not find any way to do it because all the people hung on his words. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. We're going to sing again, and before we think about these verses, we're going to sing "There's No Other Book Like the Bible." I've got a wee bit of setting up to do, so please sing along while I'm doing that. Okay, Tricia, let's stand.
It tells us all about God. It speaks to us as we read its pages. As we read its pages, we can trust every word. God gave us his words to teach us his, to rebuke us and to correct us, so we will be trained to serve him always as we trust and follow him. There's no other book like the Bible. It tells us all about God. It speaks to us as we read its pages, and we can trust every word.
Have a seat. Please keep your Bible open at Luke chapter 19. Grown-ups, young people, boys and girls, if you face the front, that would be great. We're going to play a little game as we begin this morning. It's called "Are You Sure?" Dead easy. Are you sure? I'm going to ask you something, and I'm going to ask you, are you sure? So, Simon's going to help me. Simon, you're going to go and stand at the back for a moment, okay? I'm going to throw this ball from here to Simon. Do you think Simon can catch it?
Yes.
Okay, hands up. Who thinks yes? Okay. Are you sure? Who thinks no? Are you sure? Okay, shall we find out? Yeah? Dead easy. I'll try not to hit one of these. Yeah, easy. Don't throw back, don't throw back. Okay, that's the first thing. Who thought yes? Suddenly everyone's a yes, aren't they? Yeah, okay. Right, Simon, there's another one. Okay. This time, who thinks my tape measure will stretch from one wall to the other? Who thinks yes? Who thinks no? Are you sure? Sure? Okay. Let's try. I don't actually know.
I looked at Miles. He said no.
Ah! That's pretty close, isn't it? Who was a yes? suddenly everyone's a no, aren't they? Okay, one more. Simon, come help me for a moment. Who thinks that Simon can eat a sugar donut without licking his lips? Who thinks yes?
Oh, yeah.
Who thinks no? Are you sure? Go on. Come on, shovel that right in. We don't have all day. It's good, isn't it? Good effort. Okay, I'll give you that. Who was a no? Who was a yes? Well done. Okay, thank you, Simon. Get a bit of encouragement to Simon. Well done, well done. Great. Now, why play this game, are you sure, as we start this morning? Well, here's why. Because Luke wrote his gospel, the bit of the Bible that we read from, because he wants us to be sure of some things. He wants us to be sure. He wants us to be sure about why the Lord Jesus lived, about why he died and that he rose again, and what he's doing in our world today. Luke wants us to be sure. And he wants us to be sure so that if anyone ever asks us, are you sure about Jesus? Are you sure that he died on a cross and rose again? We can go to Luke's book about Jesus and say, yes, I'm sure. Luke wanted us to be sure about that. And if you look at the very first, you don't have to turn now, the very first few lines of Luke's gospel about Jesus, he writes there to tell us that we can be sure of the things that we've been taught about Jesus. Now, the story that we read this morning, the two bits that I've read so far, are about a famous day in the life of Jesus. It's called Palm Sunday, when the Lord Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. Luke wants us to be sure that that really happened. And Luke wants us to be sure that the people who were there that day, just leave it, doesn't matter. Stay. On Palm Sunday, Luke records that as Jesus was riding towards Jerusalem, they took off the jackets and they put them down on the road for Jesus to ride over the top of. I'm not quite sure why they did that. It might have been some kind of respectful thing, but that's what they did. Luke records it, and he wants us to be sure it really happened. Then everyone began to sing. They began to sing, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Luke wants us to be sure that that really happened. There's something else in Luke's gospel that Luke wants us to be sure about. Luke wants us to be sure that the Lord Jesus knew that he was going to the cross. Luke wants us to be sure about that. All the way through Luke's gospel, the Lord Jesus has been telling his disciples and people that, yeah, he's going to go to Jerusalem and he's going to die on a cross. Luke wants us to be sure. But on Palm Sunday, as Jesus makes his way towards the cross in just a few days, there are some other things that Luke wants us to be sure about this morning. Let me tell you about one or two of them. Here's the first one. On Palm Sunday, Luke wants us to be sure that Jesus was very sad. That's the first thing. We might not think about that very often, but look at verse 41. Of Luke chapter 19. As he, that's Jesus, approached Jerusalem and saw the city, what are we told that Jesus does? He wept over it. The Lord Jesus cried as he looked at the city of Jerusalem. That might seem a little bit odd. Crowds of people have been cheering for Jesus, and they've been throwing their jackets down on the road, and they've been singing, and you might think that Jesus would have been very happy. Imagine there was a crowd shouting your name. I wonder how that would make you feel. But Jesus looked at the city of Jerusalem, and he cried. Why? Verse 42 tells us, Jesus says that if you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. Can I tell you why I think the Lord Jesus was crying? Because he knew that in just a few days, the people who had been singing his praises and welcoming into Jerusalem and throwing their coats on the road were going to be the same people, some of them at least, who would reject him, who would shout for him to be crucified on Good Friday. Jesus knew that the crowd would reject him and ask him to be killed. He knew that in a few days' time, one of his close friends, Judas, was going to betray him. He knew that some of his other friends were going to run away. He knew he would suffer and die. But he knew that the people who were there that day would reject him as God's king and God's savior. Maybe think of it a little bit like this. When I was little, me and my brother were not really into Lego or Meccano. There are some people in our house who are really into that. Who remembers Meccano? Remember that? You need to be a wee bit older. It was a bit like Lego, except that it had kind of nuts and bolts and metal bits that you had to screw together. Remember that? Yeah, well, someone foolishly bought me one of them one time as a present. And I thought, right, I'm going to do this one day. I'm going to build this. And my dad said, no, wait till I come home from work. And I thought I knew better. And do you know what I made? A mess. That was all. And it looked nothing like what I was supposed to build. When my dad came home from work, he wasn't upset. I wasn't in trouble. But he was disappointed because I thought I knew better than him. Can I tell you something, boys and girls and grown-ups? There are very few times in my life, as I think about it, where I've known better than my dad. There are zero times in my life where I've known better than the Lord Jesus. Zero. And Jesus wept because he knew the people were going to make a bad decision. They were going to reject him. And he was upset. As God's promised rescuer, in just a few days, the Lord Jesus was going to go to the cross and die to forgive sins, die to bring us peace with God, die to forgive us for all the times we'd lived as if God had not been there, all the times we'd rejected God's way, all the times we thought we knew better than God. Jesus died to forgive us every single time. He was going to rescue all who asked him to forgive their sins. But for those who knew better, who rejected him, Jesus was crying. Because that is the only way any of us, people in Jesus' day, people in our day, will escape the punishment that our sins deserve. And Jesus cried because the people rejected him. Listen to what Jesus said to the people who rejected him or who were going to reject him. The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side. They will dash you to the ground, you and the children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you. They did not recognize the time of God's coming to them. Can I ask you a question? Do you recognize who this is on the screen? Paw Patrol. Okay, tell me if you can recognize who this is. yeah. Does anyone recognize who this is?
The Queen.
Yeah. We recognize those people because we maybe watch the TV programs, or we've seen them on the news, or something like that. We might like them. We might have their toys. The Lord Jesus wasn't hiding who he was. Not that first Palm Sunday. Not at any other time. Again and again through his life, he'd shown the people exactly that he was God's rescuer, that he'd come. You guys know some of the stories that show this, that Luke wants us to be sure about. How he'd fed people, big crowds. How he'd healed people who were sick. How he'd raised the dead again and again and again. But people refused to recognize that Jesus was their rescuer. History tells us that about 40 years later, after this, in about AD 70, Jesus' prediction came true. That the Romans came to Jerusalem and destroyed it. And Jesus says it was because they did not recognize that Jesus was the Savior. When King Jesus returns, that will be a big day. For those who recognize Jesus as a Savior today, that will be a great day. A time of great happiness, of joy, of peace, because we'll live with Jesus forever. For those who have not recognized Jesus, he warns us this morning. For those who refuse to accept him as their King, as their Savior, he says that there's going to be a day of judgment to come. And when we don't recognize who he is, judgment will one day fall. Maybe for the first time this morning, you're beginning to recognize who Jesus is. Ask him to forgive your sins. He'll do it. He loves to do it. He loves to bring peace with God. He loves to give us joy in our hearts. For those of us who are already Christians, this is such an important message. For this area, for the people we know at the moment who have never recognized who Jesus really is, on Palm Sunday, Jesus was very sad. Because the people did not recognize the time of God's coming to them. It's not the only thing that Luke wants us to be certain of this Palm Sunday. Here's the next one. On Palm Sunday, Luke wants us to be sure that Jesus wants us to be close to God. Can I tell you a little bit about what it was like to live in the time of Jesus? This is a picture of the temple in Jerusalem. Okay? That's the temple there in Jerusalem. That's a bit of a picture of it. When people sinned in those days, when they upset God, when they'd done something that God said not to do, what the people had to do was they had to take an animal and sacrifice it at the temple. That was the way that your sin was dealt with before God. That was the way that you could get close to God. You had to go to the temple, and you had to find one of the priests, and you had to take your animal, and it was sacrificed. It died so that your sins could be forgiven. To be close to God in Jesus' day, you had to go to the temple, I suppose, and bring your animal and follow the instructions and do what they said. Now, that's a bit different from our day. Because who deals with all of our sins now? Yeah, brilliant. You're right, Jesus. And we don't have to take sacrifices or animals anywhere special. Even this building, it's not a special building. The way that our sins are dealt with, every single one, is through Jesus' death on the cross. And as we ask him to forgive us, all of them are totally forgiven. But in their day, they had to follow some instructions. They had to go to the temple. Now, when Jesus went to the temple, we're told in verse 45 that he began to drive out those who were selling. On Palm Sunday, Jesus went to the temple, to the place where people could get close to God. And that's not what he found at all. He didn't find people praying, or if they were, they were being disturbed. There were lots of people in the temple selling things, flogging things, and making it really difficult to get close to God. It was as if making money was more important than getting close to God. Do you know what the Lord Jesus did? You weren't expecting that, were you? He turned over the tables and he shouted, "Get out!" That's what we're told the Lord Jesus did. Because it's so important to him that people are close to God. What does Luke want us to be setting off this Palm Sunday? That Jesus wants us to be close to God. The great news at Easter time is that Jesus is the greatest at bringing people close to God. As our perfect sacrifice, he opened up heaven for us. As our perfect sacrifice, the one who died and rose again, he says we've always get access to God. We can always be close to God. He makes a promise to us that as we draw near to God, he will always draw near to us. You know, one of the ways that we see this clearly, most clearly in our lives, if we're close to God, if we're those who pray. The people I know who pray lots, I found anyway, that are those who tend to be closest to God. That's what I see. And we can pray to God about anything. When we're sad, when we're happy, when we don't know what to do, when we've got all our family together, when we're on our own, when we're lonely, we can pray whenever, Jesus says. And God promises to hear us. People who pray, Jesus doesn't drive them away. He says, come close. On Palm Sunday, Luke wants us to be sure that Jesus wants us to be close to God. There's one more thing I want to tell you this morning, if I can find what's left of her. That Luke wants us to be sure Jesus wants us to pay attention to what he's been saying. Having cleared the temple of rubbish, Jesus starts to put the temple to its proper use. Look what it says, verse 47. Every day he was teaching at the temple, but the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the leaders among the people were trying to kill him. Yet they could not find any way to do it because all the people hung on his words. Jesus started to teach at the temple. I don't know exactly what he said, but I suspect what he was telling the people was how to be close to God. As you look through Luke's gospel, you'll see there that Jesus would teach people that there's only one way to be close to God, and that's through him. And it's by having our sins forgiven. It's by trusting Jesus. Did you notice the two reactions to Jesus there? It was a bit like the reactions to what's going on in Sri Lanka today. Some people were excited and happy and joyful about it, but there were others who wanted to kill Jesus. Some people hung on Jesus' words. Do you know that means they listened and paid attention to what he said? Young people, the older ones, any of you guys got exams or tests coming up? A few? Yeah? Something that used to be said all the time before I went to an exam or had a test by my teacher, make sure you read the question properly. Remember that? Yeah, as a teacher in the room, you still do that? Yeah, of course you do. Make sure you pay attention to the words that are on the page. I wonder, this Palm Sunday, this Easter, how many lives have been lost Because they didn't pay attention to the words of Jesus. They didn't pay attention to the life of Jesus. They didn't pay attention to the cross of Jesus or the resurrection of Jesus. As Jesus headed to the cross, Luke wants us to be sure he knew about it. He wants us to be sure why Jesus was going, so that we could be friends with God, close to him. He wants us to pay attention, because Jesus is not happy that judgment one day will come and people are going to be rightly punished by God for all the wrong things they've done. He wants to forgive us. But we've got to come to him and ask him to do it. What does Luke want us to be sure about this Palm Sunday? That Jesus was sad. That Jesus wants us to be close to God. And we've got to pay attention to him. Shall we pray? Our Father in heaven, this is probably not what we're used to hearing when we think about Palm Sunday, but that's when it happened. That Jesus wept over those who reject him. Father, give us a heart to speak clearly about Jesus this Easter. To sing to the world that, yeah, Jesus died, but he's alive. He wants us to be close to God. Help us to pay attention. Help those that we speak to pay attention as well. We pray for those that we know and love who don't yet recognize the time of Jesus' coming. And we ask these things in his name. Amen.